it's like you're consistent and everything kind of, I got a microphone and my coffee in my hand, so, you know, bear with me. Everything kind of goes to a point. Like, you're consistent, and then you hit a point, almost like a pyramid. At the base of the pyramid is all this shit that you can do, all the shit that you've done, all your thoughts, all your ideas, all your feelings, everything. And all of those slowly, slowly taper off, until you get to a point. Once you're at this point, there's not much to do. There's not much to figure out. Once you're at the top, where do you go? Well, you can do a couple of things. Well, really, I think you can do maybe three things. There might be more, but three basic things. You can go back down to the base of the pyramid and start to figure out things a little bit better. You know, whatever made this huge base, all this shit that you tried, you go back through it, you thumb back through it, you scroll back through all the shit and see where you can refine and do better. You can go to a different pyramid. You can start at the base of something else. But even those two, I think it really comes back to, those are variants, but there's really one thing that you can do once you get to the top. It's, you stay at the top, but you just open things back up again. So imagine you come to the top of the pyramid and then you create a new base, which means you let new ideas in, you explore more, you let chaos back in. And it kind of goes like that. It kind of goes like this. You get consistent and then things get inconsistent because you have to keep learning. It's like when you get to the top, the pinnacle, you can't go any further. You can't learn anymore. Then you have to re-question what you think. You have to re-question what you feel. You have to re-question who you are. You have to re-question what you want to do and let that chaos open things back up for you to figure it all back out. And you're going to use what you learned, you know, at the last level or the last pyramid. You're going to use everything, all the skills that you've gained. And hopefully you can kind of do it a little bit quicker this time. But it's that same pattern, really. You're consistent. Things get consolidated where it can't get consolidated anymore. And then you open things back up and then you figure it back out. And then you open it back up and you figure it back out. And that's why I say you need the goal. That's why you need a goal to be disciplined. You need some sort of aim, because if you don't have that, when things explode, things get chaotic again, you can't just have it be all over the place. It can't be 100% chaotic. You need to allow yourself to go into that chaos in a controlled way so you don't get lost in it. Because that chaos period, you know, like when you're working out or you're on a diet or, you know, you're in a relationship and things feel, you know, new, you're focused, you're centered, you're consistent with it. You're putting in the energy. And then, you know, little things start to go wrong. Little things start to unwind. You know, you start to skip a day here. You start to miscommunicate here and there. You get angry. And then before you know it, all that consistency turns into chaos. But if you have that goal, if you have that thing in your head where, you know, this is where I'm going, then the chaos is okay, because all it is a way for you to get new information in, learn new things, kind of conquer that chaos, and then get things back on track, get things back to consistency, figure out why you're missing that day. You're missing that day because, you know, it's not the workout, but you realize, well, the way I was working out didn't work with my schedule. The time that I picked didn't work with my schedule. You know, I'd rather do it at night than at morning. You know, whatever it is, those little things, you know, we can have these grand ideas or these goals, and that needs to guide us. But the way to getting there is a lot more complex than just getting there. It's not just I'm going to do this every day. It's more of that I set my life, that is every other area of my life in line so that I can actually do this. And if it's not, then every other area of your life that is not in alignment with that goal is going to present itself and you're going to have to figure it out. And that's when we start to get lost. That's when we feel chaotic. That's when we get anxious, or that's when we get depressed, because we realize there's so much shit to do that it wasn't just the simple goal. It was all this other shit. And then we get distracted. We lose hope. We lose energy. We lose faith. That's why we have the goal. So when we're in the thick of that chaos, we wanted to do this one thing, but realize there's 10 other things over here that we have to do to even do that one thing. You know, we can be like, okay, well, let me just work through them one by one, and then I can get back to the goal. And then when you get back to the goal, there's probably going to be a whole nother set. You know, it's that same pattern. It's like we get to it, and then we realize there's a whole bunch more. We get to it, there's a whole bunch more. We get to it, there's a little bit less. And I think as time goes on, you know, it, instead of these huge, huge cycles of chaos and order, I guess, or consistency and inconsistency, it becomes more of a flow where it's not getting to an exact point. It's not exploding all the way out here. We're more or less following some sort of trajectory, some sort of path. And the ebbs and flows, or the lows and the highs, they start to get smaller and more maintainable because our goal is a lot more focused. And the parameters that we set for ourselves, how far the chaos is able to go, or how far we're able to, you know, be consumed by the chaos, or our ability to conquer the chaos becomes greater. So things don't, you know, explode for us. They just go in and out, and it becomes a much smoother ride for us. But until then, there's a lot to shit. There's a lot of shit to figure out. And I think we just have to be comfortable with that. So yes, we need a goal. Yes, rhythm is better than routine, because with rhythm, you can kind of work with the shit that's happening in your life. You can work with things, you can work with yourself, and you can kind of stay on pace without having to be so rigid, because that rigidity is going to prevent you from finding out things in other areas, or, you know, looking around and saying, is this still what I need to be doing? It's a lot better to have like a nice rhythm than it is to be set in your ways and to not learn and to just, you know, just be stagnant, because that rigidity is going to lead you to stagnation. But overall, we need to be comfortable with those two ideas work together to kind of create this idea of things aren't always going to be consistent. You're not always going to be disciplined. And I think in knowing that, it allows us to be more consistent. But it also allows us to tolerate the inconsistency a lot better, knowing that we're headed somewhere, we're going somewhere. And even though we might not be able to pinpoint it, we have a direction and we have parameters for ourselves, and we allow ourselves freedom, yet the freedom is not total freedom, which really is just total chaos.